ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 11 चैप्टर नंबर 20 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्ड्स इफ यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड दिस वर्ड्स then you can make your life totally successful. If not, it can be pretty much failure. So, please pay rapt attention, and not only attention, but put this as a practice in your life, very important. So Lord Sri Krishna is instructing Uddhava. It's Uddhava Gita. This is Arjun Gita, and this is what we are speaking about is Uddhava Gita. So I'll recite myself and also read translation myself. Nrudeyatyam sulabam sudulabam plavam sukalpam gurukalnadharam mayanukulena nabasvatairitam पुमान भवादिम न तरेत स आत्मा। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द ह्यूमन बॉडी विच कैन अवॉर्ड ऑल बेनिफिट इन लाइफ इज ऑटोमेटिकली ऑब्टेन बाय द लॉज ऑफ नेचर। Although it is a very rare achievement, this human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat having the spiritual master as the captain and the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Doesn't say Krishna, but Krishna, as favorable winds impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize this human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. Very nice instruction. Maybe I should read again so that you can get hang of it. Slang English. You can understand it. There are three things stated here which one must have in order to cross over the science of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease, that is material existence. So there are three things needed, that is explained here. I'll read again. The human body which can avoid all benefit in life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature. Although it is very rare achievement, this human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat having the spiritual master as the captain, and the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as favorable wind impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize the human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of the own soul. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salaka Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Pradanti Swapadantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vashadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Mrudeha Adhyam Sulabham Durlabham. Mrudeha means human form of life. The body, human form of body. Mru means human. Mrudeha means this human form. Adhyam, the favor, the source of all favorable results. Adhyam, Prabhupada translates Adhyam as the source of all favorable results. So this human body is a source of all the favorable aspect of our life, favorable results of our life. What is that favorable result? That we should define right from the beginning. Rupa Goswami defines that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, according to instruction of Lord Chaitanya. Prema Pumartho Maha. The topmost goal of human form of life is to reawaken, to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, many, many acharyas like that. Madhavendra Puri, Madhavacharya, Narada Muni, Brahma. So we have to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. And that is the ultimate, topmost goal of human form of life. Krishna is not the goal, but Krishna's prem, Krishna's love is the goal. So mrudeha adhyam sulabham durlabham. Sulabham means automatically attain the human form of life by transmigrating lower species to upper species. We start with the species in water. Jalajal Navalakhani Sthavara Lakshavimshati Krumayor Rudra Sankhyakam. That in the water 900,000 different species of life in water alone. So you go every one of them, one by one, not skipping anyone. And same thing, Jalalakshani, Sthavara Lakshavimsati. Sthavar means those who cannot move, trees, plants, like that. So there are 20 lakhs uni species. And we have gone through every one single of them, every single one of them, we have gone through by natural evolution. And then Krumayor Rudra Sankhyakam, 11 lakh uni, 11 lakh bodies as a Krumi. Krumi means insects, and kide makode, insects and worms. So we have gone through every single one of them. Unless he was a liberated personality, which I think all of you are, or maybe you will be some of you. I'm not joking, seriously. I don't know, all Vaishnavas, they have different rasas. Then Vaishnavas, they can advance and, you know, descend and ascend, not passing through, like Srila Prabhupada, kind of personalities. Otherwise, it is stated by Prabhupada, every single one of them, we pass through. And then Pashu, four-legged animals. And then human, 4 lakh yonis in human form of life. So in every species, we go through birth, very difficult, death, very difficult, old age, very difficult, and disease, very difficult. This is called sansara. Sansara means which goes on, sansara meaning which goes on. It doesn't stop. So this repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease perpetually goes on and on and on, one species to another species. So that is what it means. Sulabham, durlabham. Sulabham means automatically we evolve to the human species. Automatically. Which is durlabha. Very rare to attain. Because you have to pass through so many species of life. It is like a big, huge well, like Colorado State. Is like a well, deep dark well, and there is no water in it, but you are just thrown into it, no light, you are blindfolded, and there is one gateway, just like one door to get out, and you just blinded, so you go by wall, you go along the wall by your hand, blinded, and come across the door. It's like traveling through the species, different species, birth, death, old age, and disease. You are going through, traveling. And when the door comes, and you are blindfolded, and all of a sudden you have itch. So you try to itch yourself, like monkeys do. We are not monkeys. So when you itch, and you try to, you know, put it off, so the door, you pass through the door, you miss the door, and you start all over again. So the door is like human form. Sulabham, durlabham. It is very rare. And every time you come to that door, you have some excuse. I mean, you have to go do something. You are thirsty, you have to eat, and you just munching and pass through. You miss the door every time. So how you miss the door? If you don't have these three things. That is human body and spiritual master, and on top Krishna's instructions. We'll go through that. So, nude adhyam sulabham durlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadhar. Plavam sukalpam, plavam means boat, jahaj, big huge boat, which is very, very strongly built. Prabhupada translates here. Strongly built boat, plavam sukalpam. Very strong. This human form of life is a right boat, strong boat to cross over this sansara, repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Very right boat and very strongly built. Strongly built means we have intelligence, we have evolved senses. We have all facilities, rightly built boat. Patiently is sharp intelligence, kushagra buddhi, by which you can understand What is the difference between dead body and a live body? With the intelligence we can understand what is the soul, what is super soul Krishna, what am I doing here, where I came from, what I am supposed to do in here, what I am doing, how much I am doing for my body, how much I am doing for myself, the soul. So this you can scrutinize with your intelligence. Probably out of 24 hours, we are dedicating every single moment to the body, not working for the soul, working for the body. So we can understand with the intelligence which is given to us in human form of life. Ass, dog, camel, they cannot understand, because they have very little intelligence. So this human form of life is right boat, right? It is very strongly built with the senses, mind, intelligence, knowledge, everything. So that's why plavam sukalpam, it is very right boat. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadhar. And the spiritual master is the captain of this boat. Srila Prabhupada is the captain. He came in Jaladutta and he was a captain on Jaladutta, and he had an assistant captain like that. He is a captain. For next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada is a captain for our boat. So if you miss this opportunity, then again, don't forget to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. He is Karnadhar. Karnadhar means captain. Sataki nava khevatiya sataguru bhava shagar tara ayo. Meera saying that sataki nava khevatiya sataguru. Khevatiya means captain, sataguru. Sataguru, guru has to be sataguru, otherwise again you miss the boat. All three should be intact. Otherwise, your life is finished. Atmaha. Kevatiya Sataguru. Sataguru means one who introduces yourself to Krishna. And he gives you knowledge about Krishna. Because Krishna is the only one who is supreme personality of Godhead. He has incarnations, swamsa incarnations, which we can call Vishnu Tattva. But Asama Urdhva is Krishna. There is nobody equal to Krishna and there is nobody above Krishna. That is the definition. Very, very many definitions of the God. And one of the definitions of God is there is nobody parallel to him and nobody above him. And that is Krishna. So our aim is to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. And if Guru is not taking you towards Krishna, introduces you method of attaining that pure love of Krishna, then he is not the Guru. You are being cheated. Guru is one who gives you abhideya about Krishna. Abhideya means the sadhana. Sadhana means the method by which, the practices by which you can attain Krishna's pure love. So Guru has to know the science of Krishna consciousness. Ehi Krishna tattva vetta sehi guru hoy, Lord Chaitanya. Sat karma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharada avaisnavo guru no syat vaisnavo svapacho guru. Even a meat eater, Svapacha, He is born in meat eater's family. Not that he is Vaishnava is meat eater. Vaishnava cannot be meat eater. So even if he is born in meat eating family, but if he knows the science of Krishna, then Vaishnava Supachur Guru, he is a guru. Ehi Krishna Tattva Vitta Sei Guru Hoy. Kiba Vipra Kiba Nyasi Sudra Kane Nai. You may be sannyasi, you may be grahastha, you may be vanaprastha, you may be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, meat eater, I mean family of, you born in a family of meat eater. But if you know the science of Krishna consciousness, then you can be a guru. Vacho vegam, manasaha, krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udar upastha vegam, etan vega, yovisaheta dhira, sarvam apimam, prithvim sasisyat. So he can take disciples all over the world who can control the urges of different senses. So you have to have a right guru. And a right guru means this is a test. He has to be Vaishnava, Urdhvapun Tilak. Today in the TV, many, many gurus come and preach. But you have to see this first. That is the first laika. First test. Urdhvapun Tilak. First test. Bhagavat Parogya Bhagavat Sthane. You have to learn the science of Krishna consciousness from Vaishnava Bhagavat. Avaishnava Mukhad Girat. Putam Hari Kathamritam. Sravaram Naiva Kartavyam. Svarpa Uchvista Yathapaya. Avaishnava Mukhad Girat. If one should not hear the Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, from the non-devotees, he has to be Vaishnava. Bhagavat Padogiya Bhagavat Sthane. And if you hear from the other sources, then it looks like it is Katha. They will talk about Bhagavat, they will talk about Krishna, but a little poison, that what was within Krishna, or Krishna is a perfect human being, but so many things they will tell you. I don't want to describe that here. But we should not hear from Mayavadis, Suska Vedantist, and all these other source of... They cannot be guru. Vaishnava, Swapacho Guru. Why? Because Krishna is the goal. And they are not taking you to Krishna. They are taking you to Brahma, Brahma Jyoti, they are taking you to Sunya, God is Sunya, and God is dead, and we are all God, and so many philosophy. The object of our love is Krishna. And one who takes you to Krishna, that is Guru. One who does not take you to Krishna, then we are being fooled. So that is what it is, Guru Karnadhara. Your boat, your captain, Guru, has to take your boat across the Nisans, all the way to Golok Vrindavan, Krishna. That is Karnadhara. Karnadhara will take you to other soul, or he will, mesmerize you and give you all kind of philosophy. They will talk and talk and talk. They like to talk, and they talk very expertly. It's called Sabdajal. Sabda jal mein phas jaoge. He will trap you in this sabda jal. The net of words, he will trap you in that. And you will not even notice that you are being trapped. So very important, Guru Karnadhara, Prabhupada. Very important. And then he says, Maya anukulena nabasvata idita. Maya means who is speaking? Krishna is speaking. Me. Maya anukulam navasvata. My transcendental instructions are the favorable winds favorable wind, anukulen, maya anukulen, favorable, anukul wind. Wind can also make your boat in a whirlpool. It can, you know, take your boat and spin it around. It should be anukul wind, very slow and steady and proper direction towards Krishna. You have to have a proper wind to propel your boat in a proper direction to Krishna. And what is that proper wind? Anukul, very suitable wind. That is Krishna's transcendental instructions in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. What are the instructions of Krishna? Bhagavad Gita. Wherever it says in Vedic literature, Bhagavan Uvacha, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, that is Krishna's instruction. So Krishna's instructions are the favorable wind to this boat, whose captain is Guru. So you have to have all these three things. Maya anukulena navasvata iditam. My transcendental instructions are the favorable winds. So this is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha sarde vishwas kare sudrada nischay. Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma krita hoy. This is Shraddha, definition. Definition of Shraddha means a staunch faith in the words of Krishna, transcendental words of Krishna. A very staunch faith, vishwas. Krishna says this, and that is absolute truth, and I must do it. That is faith. And the higher the faith you have, the higher devotee you are. More Shraddha you have, more the faith you have, the more elevated devotee you are. Bhagavatam says, just like whatever Shakti, strength, particular bird has, that much high a bird can fly. A sparrow can fly certain, a crow can fly, or a vulture can fly even higher, and Garuda even can go to Golok Vrindavan. Very strong Garuda. He can dry up ocean for the sparrow. So higher the Shraddha you have, higher the faith you have in the transcendental words of Krishna, that much higher devotee you are. So maya anukulena navasvata iditam. The more faith we have in Krishna's transcendental instruction. Prabhupada's and Krishna, same thing. Prabhupada and Krishna's instruction are non-different. Prabhupada said it, and we have to do it. We have done it. That is Shraddha. Not taking time. Oh, I will take, let me do this much and I will do more devotion. No, today. Today. You are getting, every rising and setting of a sun takes away your duration of life. Udyan astan chaunaso ayu harati vaipunsa. Rising and setting of sun. So it is emergency. We should do it right now. Not postpone. We have very limited amount of time. And half of it is already gone. And the last quarter will be probably useless. Because old age is very, very painful. So now, we have to act on Krishna's words, Prabhupada's words, now. That is anukul wind. That is favorable wind. Plavat sukalpam guru karna dharam maya iditam nabasvatai maya anukulena nabasvatai iditam puman bhavaptit natare sa atmana. A man who does not cross over this samsara, He is the killer of the soul. He is killing himself. He is suiciding himself. Puman means human being. Puman, Purush. Puman, Bhavartin. Bhavartin, Bhava means birth, death, old age and disease. Bhavapi, Abdi. Abdi means ocean, Sagar. Bhavapi means this ocean of repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Puman, Bhavapi, Natarit. He has a very nice boat, human form of life. He can choose a very nice staunch Vaishnava guru like Prabhupada, and he can follow the instruction of Sri Krishna. These three things. Then even on top of that, if he doesn't have one thing right and does not cross over the nisayans of birth, death, old age, disease, then he is a killer of the soul. He is no more human being. He is animal. Because there is no difference between an animal and a human being except this, that he can take his boat across. And if he doesn't take his boat across, he is a useless person. He is going to go again into the whirlpool of birth, death, old age and disease. So that kind of mentality, I'll choose my guru after maybe after I have few kids and few money and houses and whatnot. No, that's not the idea. Guru is going to advise you. Meaning of guru is two. One who takes away your sins, and second, he gives you knowledge. So at the time of Diksha, guru takes away all your sins. And previous to Diksha and after Diksha also, he gives you transcendental knowledge of Krishna. How to go to Krishna. How to reawaken your pure love for Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami advises in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Guru Pada Asraya Tasma. So, right, very first thing you do is you choose your Guru, Vaishnava Guru, probably in ISKCON. If you have outside of ISKCON some Vaishnava, accept it. But in ISKCON, there is a check and balance. So you won't go wrong. So, and Prabhupada said, all my disciples, they are guru. Anyway, coming back to the point that Rupa Goswami says that first you should take this shelter of a guru, Vaishnava guru. And then second he says, Krishna Diksha Adi Sikshanam. Next is you have to take Sikshan, means education from that guru about Krishna and Diksha, Krishna's Diksha. You have to take that education. And then he says that after that, Vishram Dena Guru Seva. After that, you must serve your guru without a doubt, Vishram Dena. No sansai, no doubt. You must serve him totally, wholeheartedly. Based on his instructions, you must serve. So these are the beginning. Chanting Hare Krishna, finding a proper guru, and then serving a guru, then inquiring from him, this locus, inquiring from him, how you can advance in Krishna consciousness. So this is, I think time is over. We can stop. So, Nrudeha Adhyam, Sulabham Durlabham, प्लवं सुकल्पं गुरुकर्णधारं मया अनुकूलेन भस्वता ईडितं पुमान भवादिं न तरेत सात्मा. सो डोंट बिकम द किलर ऑफ योर ओन सेल्फ. इफ यू डोंट वांट टू किल योर सेल्फ, पीपल दे किल देमसेल्व्स. इवन बाय लिविंग दे थिंक दे आर लिविंग बट दे आर किलर ऑफ देमसेल्व्स. If you don't decide these three things, you have human form of life, which is very good. You have to choose your guru. If you are late, nobody can help you. And third thing is, you have to follow the instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, basically. And with these three things, if you cannot cross over this ocean of material existence, then you are killing yourself. This is the sloka. So I'll stop here. If you have a big question, you can take. Any question at all? Yes?
Why do we serve Guru?
Why do we?
Serve Guru.
Serve Guru? Then whom you going to serve? Your senses? Yourself? If you can't serve Guru and Krishna, then whom you want to serve? Probably your senses. Isn't it? You serve Guru to go to Krishna, to learn about Krishna, to develop your love for Krishna, to know what is the Abhideya, the method or practices to go to Krishna, to reawaken love for Krishna. Abhideya, sadhana, 64 sadhana. The most important sadhana out of 64 sadhana is sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat sravan, mathura vas, sradaya sri murtir sevan. So to learn the science of Krishna consciousness, you have to serve the Krishna, serve the Guru. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. If you serve Guru, then Guru will impart knowledge unto you. Why? Because you are Saumya. This question was raised by the sages of Naimisarani. They were praising Suta Goswami by this sentence that you are Saumya and you are totally dedicated to your Guru. And you are serving your Guru, your heart is very soft. And that's why Guru has imparted all the verdict of Vedic literature, all the knowledge of Vedic literature. So please tell us, in essence, the essence of all Vedic literature that your Gurus had imparted unto you. Why? Because you are very soft-hearted, you have served your Guru. So when you why serve Guru? Because he will impart knowledge unto you. If you don't serve him, then probably he will put everything, whole relationship between you and your Guru, he will put it into a neutral position. Let him come, then I'll impart. Of course, Prabhupada kind of Guru are compassionate. They go to you even though you don't go to them. So that is Kripal Vanchakalpa nature. But you must serve your Guru in order to attain the knowledge of Krishna. Guru must be served more than you can serve yourself. Or you should be dedicated to Guru as if it Guru is your life and soul. Okay.
For all practical purposes, Srila Prabhupada is our Guru.
Our Guru.
For all practical purposes, Prabhupada's instructions in his books, his instructions which are Sri Krishna's instructions. So, Srila Prabhupada is the Shiksha Guru for all of us who is trying to progress in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
So, when you say serve Guru, that means serving Srila Prabhupada. And then there is a Shiksha Guru and a Shiksha Guru. So can you explain the difference?
Explain. I can explain everything, but I will have to take permission from Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. What do you think? Okay. So please bear with me, because you can't, you know, say in few sentences and you will understand this. Prabhupada is our eternal Siksha Guru. There is no doubt about that for 10,000 years. His books, his preaching methods, his video, his festivals, his temples, his disciples, many things. He is our Siksha Guru, undoubtedly. But you have to approach a Vartaman Guru who can instruct you, who can guide you, who can tell you this is right, this is not right. You need Pragat Guru also, Pragat Guru. Otherwise, if you say Prabhupada is our Guru and Guru Parampara stop at Prabhupada, then it will be Vipriism or Jainism or Sikhism. Guru Granth Sahib is the last Guru and bus. It will be Mayava. Evam Parampara Praptim Imam Raja Rusaya Vidhu. So a Guru Parampara has to continue, not stop at all. Lord Chaitanya was topmost Guru. Our parampara could have stopped at Lord Chaitanya. Our all acharyas were exalted as if no difference between them. Most exalted. They could have stopped their parampara right there and there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, they were Jiva Goswami, they were so knowledgeable and exalted. We cannot describe it, their exalted position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they could have stopped their Guru Parampara right there and their bus. I am the purest and I am the last and I am the Siksha Guru and bus, no more Guru. No, Guru Parampara has to go on. Pragat Guru has to be accepted. Otherwise, you will twist Srila Prabhupada and Krishna's words according to your own whims. So to straighten out your whims, you need somebody with a back. Hey, not like that, like this. Of course, Guru is Kripalu, not back. He doesn't use that. But somebody has to guide him, that's the word. So I don't want to go into detail of Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru, Chaitya Guru, Vartman Pradakshika Guru, and Rutvik Guru, and this and that. You can see me afterwards, because I want to respect the time. So thank you very much. Now if he wants, he can have mala or no mala today. I'm sorry, I did the same thing in Toronto temple. I went over a little. I didn't have a choice. I had a choice here, I stopped. But sorry about that. So I'm very, very grateful to you all and feeling very happy inside my heart that I met you all today. And now there will be sumptuous prasad. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Prabhupada.